Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome
hello.
To another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University. I'm calling in to you live this week from wonderfully snowing Valparaiso, Indiana. And sorry we're late, but we're having some technical glitches today. You just phoned in and it worked the first time. That's unbelievable, Rhonda.
Yeah, you were struggling for a while, and, you know, I just said, well, do you want me to log in as the moderator? And the first time it just worked like there was nothing at all wrong. So I do not get it. Maybe the snow is too much snow on the phone line. I don't know.
Well, I can call in on the guest line. I just can't call in on the main line.
That is the strangest thing. I have no idea. And
it
I know that you
totally.
Know the code. That's just weird. Anyway, I'm glad that it finally worked because we have such a phenomenal guest with us today.
I
and
am
she
so
has
excited about it.
I know. So I'm really excited to have her here. And she's a good friend of ours and had an absolutely amazing experience recently. One of those things where it happened to her and she goes, that's the kind of thing that happens to other people, and you go, wow, that's really cool. And yet it's something that happened to her, and she'll be telling us all about it here on the show. And so how about if I go ahead and give her a fantastic introduction?
That would be fabulous.
All right. So we have with us Rhonda Court, and she is called the Love Life CEO, and she is the founder of MagneticWoman.com. She transforms time-crunched women entrepreneurs into irresistible women who attract high-quality men to date in as little as 7 days. When women work with her, men pursue them, committed to them in record time, and treat them like goddesses. As a result, her clients save years of dead-end dating, money, and heartbreak while making their dream love lives reality. And that improves their health and increases their wealth as well. Rhonda is multilingual and has lived in several countries. She has also had the privilege of working internationally for over 10 years with successful women and men from over 34 countries. And we're excited to have you here with us today, Rhonda.
Hello. Hi, how are you today?
Hi. We're great. We're excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I muted myself and couldn't get back to unmute myself. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Hi, Gina. I'm so glad you are recovering nicely. I just found out about everything, and so sending love and feeling warmth your way.
Thank you so much. It was so funny. Michelle, my assistant, wanted to be nice and knew that there were so many people who wanted to send well wishes. So she sent a message out to all of my subscribers and told everyone, you probably got the message if you're on my list, told everyone that I was in this hospital, in this room, and my phone started ringing Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. I had to actually ask the switchboard to please turn the number off because we had over 200 phone calls. And the messages were actually going, are you some celebrity that we should know about? We've never seen phone calls coming in like this. I said, nope, just have lots of people who love me.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cute.
That's a pretty amazing, huh?
It is. But Rhonda Court talks about doing this kind of thing and being a magnet for attracting what you want, like people calling you all the time. So tell us about how you came into this as a niche.
Hello?
Yes?
Hey there.
I was disconnected. I just came back in. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's too funny. I sure
did. I just found you, darling. I just found you. I went to the switchboard, and I'm like, where'd she go?
I was disconnected. Back now.
Okay. I guess it's one of those days for Blog Talk, huh?
Well,
okay.
I just said that you help people become magnetic. And
yes.
I had asked how you came into this niche.
Oh, how did I come into it? Well, long story short, I myself was in, a very long time ago, was in an emotionally abusive relationship. And I, you know, one day I decided to leave, and I made a decision that I was going to be in healthy relationships from then on, but not just any healthy relationships, with very high quality, high caliber men. And so I went on a 2-year mancation, which is, you know, my vacation for men, and did a lot of self-growth and studying, and I earned my degree in design. Then I did a crazy thing and just sold everything and moved overseas. And I was working with diplomats, CEOs, just a lot of wealthy, successful people overseas. And I was doing that for 10 years, living in different countries. And then one night in Rome, I was at a party, and there was an acquaintance of mine. Her name was Daniela, and she pulled me aside, and she was like, Rhonda, can I ask you something? I said, sure. She said, I want to know how you attract these amazing men. They treat you like a goddess. It's just amazing. How do you do it? And I was shocked because Daniela was just gorgeous. She was like a Sophia Loren in her late 20s, just amazing, beautiful woman, very successful, and I was shocked. And so I decided to do a little bit of investigating, and I started talking to the dozens and dozens of clients that I had at that time from over 34 countries, and I just saw this reoccurring theme with entrepreneurs and business owners that their love lives, you know, were just a total opposite of their businesses. And I said, that is such a shame because they're living half, you know, half happy lives. They're not even happy. So I set out on a mission to make entrepreneurs and business owners on 6 continents have successful businesses, but better yet, successful personal love lives, so they could be whole and complete.
Oh,
so that
is so neat.
Yes, it is.
And so, obviously, you're back from Italy now.
Yes, I am here.
And helping women become magnetic.
Yes, that's me.
So, Rhonda, I'm going to let you ask questions for about 5 minutes because I got to go do something real quick, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's fine. So, the love having you and talking to you and being your friend is just fabulous because you're dynamic, and you just have this beautiful sparkle that comes through in your voice and in everything that you do. And the particular thing that caused me to invite you right now as opposed to some other time is because you have had something really amazing happen to you. And so here you are, this successful entrepreneur having your own business and working through things, and then you had made some choices and some things have happened to you. So I would just like to turn it over to you, Rhonda, and let you share this particular miracle that has happened in your life and what brought it about.
Well, thank you so much, Rhonda, for the compliment. You know, and I really love you as a dear friend of mine also, and you're brilliant. So definitely my business has benefited from knowing you. So I do appreciate that. Well, you know, you and I were talking the other night, and I filled you in on this miracle that happened to me, and it really is a miracle. So basically, in January or February this year, I set an intention to see one of my mentors speak live. So he's a spiritual, very spiritual man, and he talks about sales. And, you know, and I just set that intention, knew I was going to see him and meet him, because I never had, and just kind of went about my business, and, you know, the year went by, and then by chance, he showed up in my city in November. It was mid-November, and he was doing a seminar, so I said, okay, this is divine intervention, so I went. And at that seminar, I had this major shift. I've had different coaches that have really helped me in my life. Because I've had three major blocks, I would say, in my life. And so the three coaches are Adam Urbanski and Kelly O'Neill, and the third person was David Nagel, and this was his event. And I had this one block, this one part of my faith that just refused to shift and just have that blind belief that everything that I wanted would happen. And so, I mean, I've had lots of miracles happen to me over the years, but this is just phenomenal. So, at that seminar, at the end of the seminar, he offered, there was a four-day event in Washington, D.C. that he was putting on. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I have got to go to this event. But, Rhonda, I had not accounted for it in my spending plan. And, you know, I'm a mom, and I have a strict policy for not dipping into my savings for any reason. I don't care what it is. So, well, if it's to save my daughter's life, yeah. But other than that, I won't do it.
Right, right.
So if I haven't accounted for it, I either have to earn it or it must come from somewhere else, period. So at that moment, I said, okay, I'm going to give them my credit card, but I'm not going to pay with this credit card. There's something that he said that I immediately shifted and said, I can do this. It's going to happen. I gave him my credit card and left that event and was just waiting for the money to show up. But meanwhile, I planned a two-day intensive for my list, and I sold quite a few seats of that and made a lot of money on that because, you know, I took action. I said, I have to earn this money. It's got to come from somewhere else. But it wasn't enough to cover the trip. So 3 days later, one of the speakers from the event in Orlando, where I live currently, she phoned me and said, hey, you know, I have an extra ticket to that event. Do you want it? I was like, huh, okay, yeah, I'll take that ticket. So I was able to call I called the office back, and, you know, I said, okay, God in the universe is telling me to go. This is my, you know, confirmation. I called the office, and I told them to tear up my application so I didn't have to use my credit card to do that. So I said, okay, this is a sign. But, Rhonda, as you know, I think a lot of us who know about the universal laws and spiritual truths, when you decide to do something, all hell breaks loose to keep you from your goal. So my mom ended up in the hospital. This was the week before I was supposed to go. My mom ended up in the hospital for 3 days. My daughter ended up in the hospital also.
We gotta go this way this time.
Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I heard someone. There was someone on the line. Okay.
No, it was just me. I was trying to unmute to tell you something, but that's okay.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, so my mom ended up in the hospital, and then the morning I was supposed to teach my two-day intensive, my daughter ended up having to take her to the hospital. It was just crazy. I said, this is just not happening, and I just rebuked the situation. I said, I'm going next week to D.C. I don't care what happens. I'm going. So after that, I finally got through that, and I was just exhausted after that week, and I started doubting again. And that night, I received an email from a second speaker from that event that I had been to the 3 weeks previously. She emailed me and said, you know, I felt compelled by the Spirit to give you a ticket. So this was the second ticket. I already had one, so I was like, okay, I'm awake now. I'm supposed to go. So,
I mean, so it sounds like that. How could you even doubt a little bit?
Yeah. So, so I, like I said, I held that two-day intensive, had part of the money I needed, 2 days before I was supposed to leave, nothing else showed up. And I still hadn't purchased my plane ticket because I still had that little seed of doubt in the back of my mind. I'm sure I did. And I made a decision to act. I decided to act not from where I was, but from where I wanted to be. Because I knew that if I made a decision out of fear and didn't go and didn't act, I would stay where I was. So I made a decision from the place I wanted to be. And I went ahead and I purchased a plane ticket, and this was the Sunday. And I was supposed to leave Tuesday morning. So I did that, and I was a little really funky energy, and I just started listening to, like, my tapes and The Science of Getting Rich, just get my mindset back in alignment. And I went to sleep, and the next morning I woke up, and I just went on about my business, started getting my clothes together, and there was a special delivery in the mail. And this is crazy. It was 13 texts in the mail the next day.
Where did the texts come from?
Well, they were, you know, I had some legal things from the past that I just didn't think I was going to get my money from.
Oh,
and this was over 10 years
goodness.
Ago. This was
oh,
over 10 years
my
ago.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah. 20 years ago, Gina. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 10, over 10, yeah. About 10, 15 years ago. So I said, okay, this is a sign.
No, this is not just a sign. This is a big flashing neon sign that you can see from outer space.
Well,
yeah,
you'll see why. Well, you see why I said this is a sign. And I don't mean this in any little small feat of the manner. You know, and it's not a small feat. But wait till you see what happened next. And Gina and Rhonda, you both know I lived in Sweden before, and I still have to ship my clothing back here. I don't have winter clothing. So I was like, oh, I need to get winter clothing, too, because I'm in Florida. And I said, okay, this money, I could get some winter clothing. And I said, this is great. I'm back at square one. And then I said, you know what? I need to stop doubting. It's going to show up. So I took that money, and I went and got some winter clothing that night. And I was supposed to leave the next morning. And I went to bed that night, totally calm, trusting that it was going to show up. So the next morning, I was supposed to leave, and I woke up, and I distinctly said out loud, I said, you know, I have decided to go, and I'm getting on that plane in a few hours, and God, you have to handle the rest of it, period. And that's how I woke up. I was calm, and so I refused to dip into my savings. I got up because I knew there was, if the desire was there, the way was there. You know, I had to do just believe and act as if. So I finished packing, and I was on my way out the door. Just 25 minutes before I was leaving to go to the airport to get on that plane, you know, come hell or high water, another special delivery arrived. Now, my mail comes at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and this special delivery came at 11:15. I was supposed to leave half an hour before. And Gina and Rhonda, you're going to believe this. It's the truth. 110 texts came.
No way.
Yes way.
My goodness.
You got to have
it was thousands of dollars, a whole lot more than I needed, thousands of dollars. And I had set in.
Oh, I wish Bill had been listening to this call. I've got to make him listen to this call.
Yep.
Incredible. So needless to say, you got on the plane, you went, and the rest is history.
And I went, and I had amazing connections. It was a spiritually moving connection. And since then, my business has doubled. I've gotten new clients. My bank account has doubled, tripled because of him. It's amazing. And I just have this unshakable faith now. I don't care what it is that I want to do. I just make the decision to do it. And so I have three steps that one can take to being magnetic to miracles.
All
so
right.
Step one.
What are they? Lay them on us, baby.
Well, I sure shall. Well, one of my coaches said to me, you know, make your decisions from where you want to be, not from where you are. So I did that. So here are my three steps. First, you have to make a decision. And unfortunately, a lot of people set goals and they don't reach them because they haven't made the decision. So you have to make the decision that you truly want to achieve the goal and be willing to do anything except for illegal things or something that's going to harm someone else. But you have to be willing to do anything, make a fool of yourself, go out on the street and sing, I mean, anything to reach that goal. So you have to burn the ships behind you, sink it, and you're on that island, and you have to make it to the top of that island. So no retreat.
To happen with that is it's got to be a really specific goal. It can't just be, well, I'd like to go to South America next year.
Exactly. It's not specific enough. You had a very
clear, specific intent behind the decision that you made.
Yes, very, very, very clear, very specific. And so I had a no retreat mentality, and anything less than that would be making a wish or just a desire or a vague, you know. And so that's the most and crucial step that most people skip and why they meet with failure. So I did that. And then I got crystal clear on the outcome that I wanted. I saw myself in the hotel room. I saw myself there meeting him, shaking his hand. I saw myself there. Saw myself on the plane. I saw everything. So you have to get clear with the outcome that you want, be as specific as possible, and then work backwards to see the steps in between that you must do to get there. And then the third and last thing is you have to expect it. Live and act as though it has already taken place in your life. So that morning, I had no idea where it was coming from, but you know what? It wasn't my business. All I knew, I had to pack my bags and get on the plane.
What an incredible story, and what an incredibly easy three steps if you just allow.
Yeah, and right.
Back when I was sick and I needed $40,000 a month in medications to stay alive, every day I had the same routine. Wake up, check my bank account, check my PayPal account. Uh-oh, not enough yet. Okay, let's go do something else. Another couple hours had passed. I'd go and check again. Bank account, PayPal account. Uh-oh, still not enough. Better go do some more stuff. And almost 24 hours had passed by. I still haven't slept. I've barely eaten. And there's still not enough money, so I got to go do it all over again. The more I kept checking the balances to see, did it happen? Did it not happen? What happened? How can I rob Peter to pay Paul? The harder it was to make that $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got this wonderful advice from this massage therapist who told me to remove the negativity from my life, I started to realize that the more I would check my bank balances and my PayPal balances and my merchant accounts and everything else, the harder it would be to make the money that I needed to continue to stay alive. The minute I could stop that and just see in my mind's eye the exact amount I needed in those accounts, and just went about my normal routine, knowing that if I did the right things, the money would follow. I could only work 18 hours a day instead of 22 or 23 hours a day. And the more money would come in than what came in 22 to 23 hours in a day. The more I trusted that and didn't even go and check bank balances when I would turn my credit card over to the pharmacy every month, the more the money was always there, not once. Did it fail me? The first time I decided I had to check my bank balance for something, wouldn't you know, a whole 7 days went by where no money came in. And before that, it was rolling in every hour. No trouble whatsoever. Really, really big message in that. That trust factor is so important. I cannot even begin to tell you how key that one piece is. The advice you got to live like it had already happened. If you can't make that one thing happen, the other two steps don't matter.
That is true.
So have you used this with other things in your life now?
Well, you know, here's the funny thing is that I have used it in the past in my life. But I, as I said, I was going back and forth. Sometimes it'd be a little doubt. You know, I wasn't using it as consistently as I should be using it. Yeah, exactly. So it's not like miracles never happen. And I can only imagine the miracles that could have happened before had I really been using it consistently. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm from this day forward, that's how I intend to live my life. So if, you know, it doesn't matter if someone said, hey, I have this program that you need and that's going to grow your business and you can work with me and it's $500,000, I wouldn't care. I would sign the contract tomorrow because I know the money would show up.
But, you know, a very similar story is what's happened to me in the last 10 days. A week ago Sunday, I fell and broke my ankle in three places. I had to go to the hospital, found out I needed to have surgery. And in going in for the surgery, I knew the last two times I had had surgery, back in 96 after my accident and the year before that with a breast lumpectomy, both times I got this terrible infection, and the last one nearly killed me. So going in for surgery again was really making me nervous. And the first couple days, I could tell my energy was not where it needed to be in order to go into this surgery. When I went to see the doctor, he had treated me back when I was really, really sick, but hasn't seen me in the last 5.5 years since I've been well. So he starts telling me that since I'd never had any tests to really prove that I had recovered from my infection, that they were going to have to treat me as though I still had it. And I'm like, well, no, that doesn't seem like a good idea to me. I mean, you got to act like you don't have it or you're going to have it. So the next several days, knowing that as I was going into the hospital, they were going to treat me like I still had an infection, I knew I'd need to do some things to shield myself from making that my reality again. So yes, all day, every day last week, I did visualizations, imagining that every single test was 100% perfect, like dead center in the middle of the normal range. I would do visualizations to imagine hot energy coming up through roots into my foot and healing my ankle. And my heart was a really big issue. That was part of what was killing me, was an infection in my heart. I envisioned the same kinds of things going on with my heart. Wednesday, I had to go to the cardiologist to get clearance for the surgery. He goes and does this test that I haven't had done since 2005. The last time I had it, they told me I had 12 to 18 months to live. So we do the test, and we get done with the test, and the lady's shaking her head, and I'm thinking, oh, that can't be good. I said, so why are you shaking your head? She says, well, because I have your last test report here to compare it to, and it looks like you've had a heart transplant, because these are not even close to being the same heart. I said, well, no, it's still the same heart. So we go in to talk to the doctor, and the doctor kind of takes a step back. He had treated me in 2003 when I first got the infection in my heart and could not believe that this could even be the same heart. My heart was 100% perfect, not just okay, but perfect. We go in to do the surgery. They start doing the gowning and the masking and the gloving because they're treating me like I've got an infection. They assign an infectious disease specialist to my case. Lo and behold, it's the guy that gave me the 12 to 18-month death sentence in 2005. When he first saw me, he didn't recognize me. As soon as I opened my mouth to start talking, he went, oh, my goodness, Gina. And I'm like, yeah. He says, what happened? You don't even look like Gina. I said, no, this is still Gina. Back then, I looked like Bill's grandmother. Now I actually really look like his wife. I mean, I looked like I was an 85-year-old woman about to die. I felt that way. Everything about my life at that point was an 85-year-old woman about to die. So he explains that he's going to have to run all these tests because, you know, it probably just laid dormant, but it's probably still there. And I'm like, look, you don't understand. It is not there. It is gone. So then I got, well, maybe the medication really did help and you just didn't realize it. I'm like, look, don't try making it something that it's not, because the only thing that healed me was when I stopped all of the medications you guys had me on and trusted that I was 100% well. And it had nothing to do with medicine. I said, if you want to do the tests for you because you have some need to fulfill, the tests will help, be my guest. But I don't want to know the results one way or the other, not positive, not negative. Whatever the results say won't change how I am treated now, because I won't allow it to. If I come back with test results saying I'm sick and I'm dying and I need more medicine, don't tell me about it, because I'm not going to take the medicine. So under those conditions, he agreed and then proceeded to do about $10,000 worth of tests. We get the test results back. Every single number was exactly in the middle of the range of normal. not like a little above or a little below, right within the range, but dead center, exactly in the middle of perfect, every single number. No, almost like 200 numbers in all the tests that he had done. So I know that had I not been doing all of the visualization last week and really seeing myself as 100% perfectly healthy and well, that those numbers may not have come back like that. But because I lived it and believed it and had made this conscious decision to act as though there was no infection and I was 100% well, it was the exact result that I attracted.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I have something to add to that because that's amazing. We covered money, we covered health. I just want to quickly cover love. And then we've got it. You know, here's the thing is that we all teach what comes naturally to us. So after my experience with the emotionally abusive relationship I was in, I had not noticed until Daniela brought it to my attention that I just had amazing connections with men. I did not have a problem in the world. The things that women complain about, he won't commit, I can't attract good men, all these things, I've never lived them a day in my life since that first relationship. And so I just really took it for granted. But it's the same thing with the weight. I've never had a weight problem because I never gave it attention. And once I started studying spiritual laws and things like that and the laws of the universe, I figured out why I never had problems or, you know, issues with men or with food because I never gave it attention. I ate exactly what I wanted to eat. I would, you know, at this case in point, I was at this event in D.C., and I was eating everyday cheesecake. And women were like, oh, my gosh, you can eat that? I'm like, yeah. They're like, if I eat it, it goes to my waist. I said, well, that doesn't happen to me. I refuse. You know, I said, stop talking like that. So women, we need to stop talking like that because our subconscious doesn't know the truth or the, you know, anything that's true or false. It doesn't distinguish. So if you say it's going to go.
And even if we don't say it out loud, even if all we do
exactly.
is think it. Our subconscious
exactly. If you
hears
think
it either way.
Yeah, if you think it, if you believe it in any way, shape, or form, that's what happens to you. So I say I eat whatever I want to eat. I only attract great men who treat me like a goddess, and that's all I get.
How about I only attract
trouble.
Great people, both females and males, no matter who they are.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. All my relationships, they're wonderful. And I say, you know, and then I have to set boundaries, of course, but... And then you expect it. That's what I expect from men. They know I expect it. They feel that. And from women, like you said.
Yep.
Expect the best, you get the best.
What a huge, huge lesson. Huge lesson. So how can our listeners, who are mostly people just getting started in a business, use what we're talking about here today?
Well, I mean, first of all, like I said, making the decision, getting crystal clear and expecting it. I also have a different 7 steps to just, because it's hard for people if they don't have a coach and doing it on their own. So I have I'm going to go quickly through this because I have to jump off on another call, but I have a 7-step magnetic intention achievement system that I've come up with. And it's just 7 steps, and I'm just going to run through the steps since we don't have time to get into it. So step 1 is make the decision. Step 2 is getting crystal clear. Step 3 is setting a date, and they have to write it down on the calendar, set the date. And then they work back and put the steps in there. Step 4 is making it visual. So either they create a vision board, a video, write it down in a book. I don't care, whatever they have to do, and they have to see it daily. 5, they need to get support. So they have to create an environment, friends, family, colleagues, positive people that can support them if it's not something that they can't share. And then they also need to be accountable. That's 6. So join a mastermind group of like-minded people to keep you on track weekly, biweekly, or once a month, or whatever it is. But in my opinion, they should hire a coach because investing money in the goal is putting your skin in the game and multiplies the success rate. And then 7, evaluate and revise. So they can be flexible, call audibles, and be aware that things may change, but never lose sight of the goal. And know that pushing the date back
is not failure, because failure is only when you give up. So this is all about magnetism and attraction. So if they do step one, which is really making that decision, everything they need, the universe and God will put on their path, and they just have to realize it and have open ears, hearts, minds, and be able to discern it.
But, and you'll remember that when you and I first met, I told you about my coaching program, and I said, I would gladly gift it to you, but I don't want to do that disservice to you. Because giving it to you, you wouldn't value it in the same way.
Exactly. It's so true. It's so true. It's very
and
true.
And you would certainly never use it in the way it was intended, so the results wouldn't be very likely to happen.
Exactly.
So I instead suggested that you take the 30-day free challenge and use that to get some results so that you could come into the coaching program. And it sounds like you have figured this stuff all out, and I am so proud of you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
What an amazing story. So, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady, how do people hook up with Rhonda Court?
Well, you can go over to magneticwoman.com and connect with Rhonda Court. She is at Magnetic Woman on Twitter, and she's all over the social networks and just dynamic, and I'm so excited to have you among my friends. You are a blessing in my life, and one of the few people who, when someone called Rhonda, both of us will look like, what? Which one?
And is it Magnetic Woman singular or Magnetic Women plural?
Woman.
Magnetic Woman singular, yes.
Great.
And then, and if someone feels
sure.
the need to write me, they can write me at info@magneticwoman.com if they want to write. They need help. They want to have a question because I answer questions on my blog also. So anything they need, write me.
Oh, fantastic.
That is just great. I'm so excited, and I thank you for sharing some time with us today. And I know you have to go on to another call, but this is such a great topic. And, you know, miracles are always in season, no matter what time of the year that they occur. So this is beautiful and something that other people can do and have in your own life, too, is that you can set yourself up for miracles like that to happen.
Exactly. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. And I hope our listeners really take your message today and use it to help make 2011 their best year ever.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, and By the way, I just want to quickly mention, I'm going to have a relationship seminar so women can come and join us, entrepreneurs, and they can come and join us on this. It's going to be 4 days in February, right before Valentine's Day. They can check my site and see when that comes out. And it's going to be free. We're going to have world-renowned experts. We're going to talk about building great relationships with ourselves and attracting great men into our lives
in
2011.
It's
a virtual event. It's a virtual event, so they can anywhere in the world they can listen. Yeah, so just want to put that out there.
Definitely send me more info on it. I would love to help you with it if I can in any way.
Oh,
same
sure,
here.
I will.
Same
thank
here.
You. Thank you. Thank you both so much, and have a blessed, loving week. I really enjoyed both of you. You've really changed my life since you walked into it, and honestly, I must say, had I not met the two of you, I really wouldn't be where I am today, and I just want to acknowledge that publicly.
Oh, thank you so much, Rhonda.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful rest of the show.
You too, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Go over to magneticwoman.com, and you can find Rhonda Court, who is our dynamic guest today. Wasn't that an awesome story, Gina?
Oh, my goodness, what an incredible story. I've only heard
a few
in my life, but every single time I run into someone with a story similar to Rhonda's, the answer to how they achieved that miracle has always been the same. Not one person that I've heard that kind of a story from has done anything different. They've all been really clear on the intention, made the decision to do what they intended, and then just went out, believed it, and made it happen. I mean, it sounds too simple, but guys, It's really the key to attracting miracles in your life, too. And there's no other way to say it.
And the thing is, it sounds simple, and yet it's something where people put up barriers. Like when she said, oh, just get clear on what you want. Well, it is so hard for most people. It's not that it's hard, but they just don't have it. They get, well, I want to go to here, or I want to have this. But it's all very vague. They don't know what clarity even is, right?
Right. I mean, I've heard people say things like, well, I just want to write a book. Well, okay, but why do you want to write a book? Well, because I know that would make me successful. Well, why will the book make you successful? That just saying I want to write a book is not enough clarity around the goal to actually attract that outcome. You've got to get really clear on what the eventual outcome is. Why do you want to write a book? And how will the book change your life before you can actually magnetize those results to you?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And for any goal, it's the same thing. It's getting in touch with the why. What's going to happen differently? What's going to be different in your life, in the lives of other people, because you have this experience or this thing in your life?
Yeah, and you just said a really important thing that we really need to make sure we point out. It's not just about what you want for you. It's about what you want for you, for your customers, for your family, for your friends. It's what you want for everybody else, not just for you. It might even be what you want for the world or the universe. If it's not really taking all of that into consideration, it's not a real goal with enough clarity to succeed.
No, definitely not. I know of somebody who told me they wanted to be a best-selling author, and I said, well, okay, first, have you written a book yet? No. Okay, do you know what you want to have out of this experience? Why is it important to you? And, you know, part of it was just the coolness of having the best-selling author thing, and it's like, well, what else is going to be a part of that experience? Whose lives are you going to touch? And they hadn't even thought of any of that.
Hmm. And, you know, we had Bob Berg on as a guest, the author of The Go-Giver. I got the right person, right?
Yes, Bob Berg.
And he wrote The Go-Giver, right?
Yes, he wrote The Go-Giver.
And one of the things that it talks about is how making a difference for other people really does allow you to attract more of what you want as well. So many times when you're focusing on getting clear on the goal, if you can get really, really clear on the impact you want on others or on the world or something external to you, the results will happen even faster in even bigger ways.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that happens.
And it's getting outside. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
It's getting outside your own head and your own self. I definitely recommend that you read The Go-Giver, and it's really funny that you mentioned that particular book and author, because I had intended to add The Go-Giver, and I will add it to the show page, and when I updated Rhonda's information, I forgot to do that, and I went, oh, I need to go put that in after the show, and then you hear it was you mentioned it, and I was thinking of it because it's so relevant to the whole topic of bringing about miracles, because it's about going beyond your own self and not going, well, I need my blank.
Right.
But really to what else is going to happen for others around you. And it was in the character who's in The Go-Giver, which reads like a story, it was only once he started to consider how things might affect other people that he gained for himself.
Really, really big message.
Yep.
So what else are we going to talk about on today's show?
Well, today, one of the things I thought was so cool about having Rhonda on our show and talking about miracles is you've had so many different experiences of that in your life. And I think what sometimes happens when people hear a miraculous story like Rhonda's or like yours or like so many others, is there can be a tendency to feel like that's something that happens to other people, but I could not have that experience myself.
Yes, that happens often.
Right. Or they just think, well, that's great for you, that could never be me, that type of thing. And so what do you say to people who have that belief?
The only difference between me and them is that I actually took action. It sounds like it's too simple again, but that really is the only difference. I don't have some special gift that's supernatural. No, doesn't exist. Not going to be here. I didn't do something that is extraordinary, that you need a ton of resources or a ton of money to attain. Nope, started with just me and a broken down body about to die. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you need is already there in front of you. It's already within you. And it's just a matter of tapping into what's already a part of you to achieve
mm-hmm.
whatever miracles you want in your life. I think the
right.
toughest thing for people is the believing part. Because so
yeah.
often you've set goals in your life and you've done it the wrong way. And so, therefore, you haven't reached the results that you wanted with those goals. And every time you don't see those results, it gets harder and harder to believe in that goal and believe that it is yours and that it is your birthright to manifest that destiny. So getting through what's gone on in your life already that has brought you to a point of doubt
right.
is the first thing that you got to deal with. Because until you can really believe in your heart and in your soul, it's not a strong enough belief to actually make it your reality.
Right.
I think one of the things that helped me the most from my encounter with the massage therapist in 2005 was a little tip that she had given me. This believing for me was also very, very challenging back then. And what she told me sounds like it's really a woo kind of thing. It's really not. It's really just a way of framing your thoughts. What she said was, imagine that from the day you were born until now, each and every time you went through some junk, you know, you got in a car accident, you broke up with a boyfriend, whatever, something that you went through, you reached a crossroads immediately before that event took place. At that point, the energy of you split off into two. One part of your energy went through the event and was affected by it. The other went around it, still unaffected by that result at all. And over the course of your lifetime, there are going to be many different instances where you're going to reach that crossroads and you're going to go through that crossroads having had some effect from it. If you can work your way backwards in time to find that point before you had all of these things happen to you, you then can make some choices. You can choose to see what the energy of you is today, having never had to deal with any of that. And once you know what that energy is, you can then choose to either bring it into your reality or take your current energy and move it into that other reality, whichever way is easier for you. It works
mm-hmm.
both ways. But that's really the secret to my healing. Was I imagined what it was like for that Gina that never went through fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome and a breast lumpectomy that got infected and a back surgery that got infected. And I went all the way back to my early, early days in childhood to find that Gina that never went through all of these other events. And she was living a pretty darn nice life. And when I could see that clearly, I could simply make that my reality. And like Rhonda Court just
mm-hmm.
said, you need to live as though you have it already. And that's all I really did was I looked at that energy of me and lived my life as if I were that Gina. And the minute I could do that and believe that I was that Gina, never having been affected by any of the things that had touched my life, boom,
right.
I was literally healed. It didn't take a lot of effort. It didn't take a lot of time. It happened almost overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So it can work that way with anything that you want in your life, whether it's a successful business, whether it's money, whether it's a special relationship. Literally anything you want can be achieved just by using that process.
Definitely can. And Rhonda started off talking and using a word that's really significant, and it's intention. And when you set an intention and you are really clear about that intention, things will show up with such amazing speed and accuracy that it will absolutely astound you.
Well, look at the check that arrived in our mailbox. I mean,
yeah,
that was really quick.
And it was all something from things from the past where she just, it was like, kiss it goodbye, it'll never come. And just, it wasn't even thinking about it or expecting it to come, just figured it never would. Wasn't counting on it at all. And it showed up. It's really amazing that when you set an intention and say, this is what is happening in my life, this is my experience, then whatever needs to be there for it to show up will show up. Often the same day, the next day, very soon. But it's really that commitment and that belief that helps you. It's not only the intention. It's the intention along with the action.
Absolutely.
And along with having that belief, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Intention and belief go hand in hand together. You can have the intention and not the belief, and you won't get anywhere. But the minute you put
right.
the intention out there, you've got to have the belief. And once
you've
got the belief, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Once you've got the belief, it's just a matter of setting the wheel in motion. You don't have
mm-hmm.
to know all the steps. You don't have to work yourself to death for months. It's just
mm-hmm.
taking enough action to set the wheel in motion to allow the chain of events to occur that manifest exactly what you wanted.
Right.
And one of the things Rhonda mentioned when she was giving us the seven steps at the end was in one of the steps, she talked about accountability and mastermind. And, you know, masterminding is really, really powerful and can make it much easier to achieve miracles in your own life. But I want to talk for a minute about masterminds, because there's the right way of setting up masterminds and then there's the wrong way. So
yeah,
often
thank you, because I was
people,
going there too.
Good. So often I see people who get into mastermind groups where the people in the group are negative. They're not necessarily people that have already achieved the goals that you have. They're people that have their own set of different goals. That's not the kind of mastermind that really brings about results. When Rhonda said like-minded individuals, she really meant like-minded individuals. Everybody in the mastermind should have similar long-term goals, or at least one long-term goal in common. Everyone in your mastermind group, if they could be a step ahead of you instead of a step behind you, they will carry you along with their success. And it will make your success that much easier to attain. And so often
right.
when I say that, people go, well, I could never go up to so-and-so and get them to be my mastermind partner. I don't have any reason for them to want to be a part of me. Well, that's not necessarily true. It's just a matter of finding the win for each and every person in the group to be a part of it. So
mm-hmm.
if you really sit down and think about what skills you have, what competencies you have, and what unique abilities and things you've got to bring to this relationship, and then look at who your partners are and look in terms of what they want. I know everybody listening to this call can find one thing that they can do to attract mastermind partners that are above them. Even if it's something as simple as saying, well, you know, I don't know how I can help you,
specifically, but for now, I would certainly be willing to help drive more traffic to your blog. Use my simple six-step process on their blog for them. It's a really great thing that anybody can do to attract a better quality mastermind partner, and that's going to turn down free traffic.
Right.
You could write some
articles
that you could put out. Say that again?
I mean, there are so many things that you can do is just figure out, just because somebody is a wildly successful whatever they do, that doesn't mean that they have a handle on every single thing. So maybe you have an ability to put together some videos for them, or maybe you have a great ability as an interviewer or something of that nature where you can find a way to be of service. And you can always say to somebody, you know, to find out what it is that they need and tell them where your skill sets are. And you just never know. There are a lot of times people have been just dying for someone to come up to them with the skill that you have, but they just did not have anybody yet in their network. So always feel that just that you have a strength. You have many strengths, certainly, but you definitely have a strength that somebody wants.
At least one, for sure.
At least one, probably more than one. And what you're saying about the mastermind partners is so key, because I know of masterminds that have turned into Gritch sessions. And
I
don't do those,
well,
but
you want to avoid that at all costs if possible.
Right. There is never a mastermind is there so that when these people come together, they are creating an energy above and beyond that of the individuals involved that is stronger and more powerful than the people would be separately. You're not there to tear people down or have a gossip session or go, oh, that was so stupid, or, you know, whatever that's going to tear anybody else down or their systems or their programs. You have to be there with such a pure intent. Otherwise, it becomes like this nasty, like when you get an apple and there's a rotten place inside and it just spreads around, it's nasty. And that's not a mastermind. So
no, it's really not. Really, really not. And in a mastermind of really like-minded people who are all aligned in a common goal, at least, the third, they call it the third eye or the group mind. And it comes together in a way that is so powerful. It really gives you the power of the group intention, really. There was a great study done a couple years ago where they brought a group of millions of people together through a radio show and got this group of people to concentrate on lighting a light bulb that wasn't plugged in. And sure enough, the group was able to light this light bulb, not just a flicker, but to keep it on for several minutes just by focusing their thoughts, intentions, and beliefs. They knew they could light this light bulb, even though it wasn't even plugged into a lamp or an electrical socket. It's the exact same way with a mastermind group. That's what the mastermind group does. If you get everyone in the group to focus on your intention and believe as if it were true already, each and every member of the mastermind group will achieve miraculous things because of that.
Yes. They definitely will. And in fact, even if someone isn't in a particular group, the one thing that I always will tell people is find at least one other person who is success-minded, positive, you know, moving toward goals and whatever, and ask them to focus on your intent and make sure it's a person who can see you having whatever it is that is your intent already in your life showing up. If you're someone who's in pain, for example, and your intention is to be healthy, have that person imagine you dancing, walking, laughing, having a good time, being up and about, and just that there is not even to say pain-free because they're just living a happy life. You don't even bring the thought of pain into the equation at all. When someone else can help you with that intention, it's often easier, like if I work on your intent and you work on my intent, it magnifies things just amazingly.
It sure does. really, really important lessons on today's call that could totally change people's lives and truly make 2011 the best year ever for anyone listening.
Right. Yeah, that is definitely true. Definitely true.
Well, I talk about this in a couple of my products, and let me just tell folks how they can find them, because they can really help make all of this stuff easy. So, number one, in my course called the Miracle Motivation Package, that you'll find at abundantpositivity.com, abundantpositivity.com. Let me sit here for a minute. You'll find that's a course that talks about how I achieved the miracle of health in my own life. And the other one is a more extensive course that was what I call one of the weekend workshop topics, where I talked about mindset and setting your goals and defining your dreams and whatnot. That particular course you'll find at askggg.com/mindset. askggg.com/mindset. Both of them would be very, very helpful to folks who have not yet had miracles in their life.
Absolutely.
And so again, abundantpositivity.com and askggg.com/mindset. It'll walk you through setting your goals, defining what your dreams and your vision is for your life and your business. It will even help you with things like uncovering the beliefs and fears that are keeping you where you're at right now. It walks you through all of that. And then it does some very powerful visualization techniques that will make it that much easier to really achieve all that you want. So I hope that folks can use those to really get the outcomes that they're looking for.
One of the things that is often so helpful is to use writing to help you in many aspects of your life. And it's because you don't just want to keep things in your head. The people who say, oh, I want to write a book, or I want to travel wherever, or they don't have any clarity around it, it's often they haven't written it down. They've just kind of created a little second mini scenario in your head. And what you really need is to create a total experience inside your mind, and it's the best way is to write that on paper.
Absolutely.
Or a computer or whatever. Yeah,
yeah,
and
but
so,
write it down.
Yeah, write it down for sure. There's a program I created with Robert and Terry Taltree that's called Write on Purpose, W-R-I-T-E, Write on Purpose. And in that program, it's all about using the power of writing to create changes in your life that are really powerful and positive and keep you on purpose. And so there are more than a dozen different ways that you can write. It all is around writing your ideal day, writing yourself through experiences that you have, and looking for the power in the pain is a part of that program. And there are others in there. But it's just such a powerful tool to make sure that you are most definitely using the gifts that are abundant inside of your very own life experiences and your emotions to propel you forward.
Well, and you know, as adults, we often forget what we knew as children. It's just something that happens, right, to every single person who's ever grown up. A lot of times, in order to really find that part of you that really does have strong belief that you can mold and shape, you've got to look back to your childhood. And I know for people who hear that, I've heard funny comments from them about the topic. They're like, well, I don't want to go back to being a kid. And I'm not saying go back and be like a kid, but what I am saying is, believe the way that a kid did believe. So if
right.
you can look at what you believed in as a child, you'll see things like a belief in Santa Claus, a belief in fairy godmothers, a belief in the tooth fairy.
Gotcha.
All those beliefs that really are not necessarily real things, they're imagined. But you believed them 100% as if they were true when you were a child. If you can find those beliefs and remember how easy it was to believe in Santa Claus or believe in the Tooth Fairy and use that to believe your success today, boy, oh boy, you're going to be a whole lot closer to manifesting exactly what you want in your goals and dreams.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And to notice, watch what shows up. I mean, part of one of the activities I have in Write on Purpose is to notice what's showing up that you've asked for and to write those things down and keep track of them. They can be the little things. If you thought so-and-so was going to call and they called, that's an example of having that intent and having it manifest. If, you know, all these things that happen, whether they're little things or whether they're big things like thousands of dollars in checks showing up that you never thought you'd see, that's another example. It can be those little things like you're going, gosh, I would really have such a taste for chocolate, and your friend comes over and hands you a chocolate bar for no apparent reason because you didn't ask her for it. All those kind of things.
Well, and one of the things that you want to do when you're starting out and you've never used these concepts in your life is don't bite off too big of a piece of the apple. I mean, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? We've all heard that old adage. You don't want to try and take the whole elephant in your first bite. Are you going to make it? Is it going to work? No, it's probably not going to work, and it's probably going to fail just like everything else has so far. So don't set yourself up for failure. Set yourself up for success. Start with little wins and little miracles. And only after you've achieved the little miracles do you then want to go after trying to get the bigger ones. It makes a huge difference in actually getting the result.
Yeah.
It's
like a rehearsal. A rehearsal. You're rehearsing.
Good way to say it.
And so it's like if you were just thinking about so-and-so when they called, not only, you know, have you kind of set that intent, I want to have a conversation with them, something happened to make that occur for you. And make sure not only to just know that you've achieved it, but definitely to kind of keep a log for yourself. I mean, the same thing for anybody who is working on a skill. Maybe it's increasing your intuition. Maybe it's increasing your miracles in your life. When things happen like that, make sure to write those down so that you know. So anytime your belief feels a little shaky today or your whatever, that you can look at that list and notice all these different types of things that happened, things that unexpectedly showed up for you, someone handing you a ticket to something you wanted to go to or to see or whatever, all those types of things, keep track of them.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Rhonda. So kind of a log of all of the wins.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Is that kind of what you're saying, like a journal of the wins?
Yeah, keep a log. If you, for example, here's an example. Let's say that you really want to increase your openness to your intuition. Well, in the morning, write down five things that come to your mind of, here's what's going to happen today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Write them down. Whichever ones happen, put a gold star next to them. So maybe the first day you didn't get any. Maybe the next day you got 1 out of 5. Maybe one day you hit 3 out of 5. Those kinds of things show you that, yes, this really is working, and I'm able to exercise this muscle, so to speak, and have the results happen. And when you keep track of the things that do show up around your intent, it really just helps to fortify your belief and to have something physical to look at. So when your brain starts going, oh, come on, this is just airy-fairy nonsense, you can go, nope, I got the evidence right here. And you can fortify your own mind with that knowledge of the successes that you're gaining.
I muted myself by accident. Sorry about that. I love that, Rhonda. That is really great.
And simple, right? It's not hard. None of this is hard.
No, it's really
none of
not.
This is the things we're talking about are hard. Setting an intention, being clear. Not that it's hard to be clear, it just takes some focus and it takes some attention to set the intention and the focus. And then it takes some attention to noticing the results that show up and to logging those so that you have a written record of those things that are happening so you can prove to yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, and to me that's the key, right? Proving to yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
Once
right.
you
it's not
really
about...
do that, it's not a matter
right.
of finding the underlying beliefs that are holding you back or doing something to clear the fears that are keeping you where you're at. Once you really do that, you know you can do it because you just did it. And
right.
you don't have to try anymore. You did
right.
it. You really did it. And getting that belief situated happens automatically. So set
yeah.
yourself up for a series of small wins that create one bigger win, which is why
exactly.
I teach goal setting the way that I do in both the Miracle Motivational Package at AbundantPositivity.com and in the Mindset
okay.
Systems Workshop at AskGGG.com/mindset. The goal setting process is to start with what you want long term, the bigger things, and then work your way backwards to figure out everything that needs to happen in order to achieve them. So we can do that with smaller things as well. It doesn't have to be, I want $1 million in the bank. Let's start
right.
with something small that most people have experienced. Maybe you want to make a dinner. So your goal is to make this dinner that has four courses that is served at 6 o'clock on Friday night for the following five or six people, right? So
mm-hmm.
if that's the intention and that's the goal, what do you have to do in order to achieve it? Well, work your way backwards. You're going to need to plan out what time you start each dish. You're going to need to plan out what ingredients you need for each dish. You're going to need to plan a way to invite the five or six people that are going to be there or nobody's going to show up. List
right.
out all of the different pieces that need to happen in order to serve your four-course dinner at 6 p.m. on Friday night for the specific five or six people that you want to invite. And then
right.
once it's put together, believe that it is going to happen. Imagine that meal and how wonderful it tastes and how awesome it smells and how perfect it is. Don't see it as burnt and icky and people being late because that's what you're going to attract for sure. See this
right.
perfect dinner party that you throw. And then just
right.
put the wheels in motion. At least go to the grocery store and buy the ingredients or you're not going to have a very good chance of making that dinner happen. I think what people do
yeah.
wrong sometimes is they envision the dinner party at 6 p.m. on Friday for five or six people, but then they stand there and wait for it to happen and nothing ever happens. And they go, yes, he told you it didn't work. Well, that's not the right way to do it.
Yeah,
you
got to
set the wheels in motion.
Sorry. Right.
Why were you chuckling?
I was chuckling a minute ago because of two different scenarios that played really fast in my head, I think in stories, you know. So my mom and her husband live just down the hill from me. We often eat together. It's just easier to cook for three of us, and mom and I can share the cooking that way. We don't let Bruce near the kitchen or he'll burn it down. So... Anyway, he was begging her to make lasagna, and it just hadn't showed up, and it hadn't happened. And I finally said to her, did you have something planned that you were going to do for dinner Friday? No. Okay, Bruce, we're having lasagna Friday. And he was like, yay, he was so happy. And I'm like, I am not about to make lasagna. So I ordered a really nice one from Schwann's. I knew it would taste great, and it did. And he got his lasagna, and everybody was happy, you know, but so... If you don't get it from one source and you just know you want it to happen, just know it's going to happen from some way.
Precisely.
So that
but
was kind
took
of a funny
the
thing.
Action,
and,
right? So you actually said to Mom, got anything planned for dinner on Friday? No? Okay, Bruce, we're going to have lasagna. You did that.
Right.
And you believed at that moment dinner was going to be lasagna on Friday for you and Mom and Bruce, right?
Exactly, and I didn't want to make the lasagna, so I ordered one that I knew would taste really yummy, and I just imagined, as I like lasagna too, I imagined the taste of the noodles and the cheese and all those good things, and it's funny, it tasted exactly like I imagined, and I had never had that particular brand before, so that was really funny. Four cheeses and all
well,
the rest of it was like just Exactly.
And
the
Schwann's truck didn't break down getting the lasagna to you. It actually got delivered on time, right?
It did, and I cooked it according to instructions, and it came out perfectly.
And
so it's just
the oven opened,
like that.
And the oven opened and turned on when you opened the door, right?
Right.
If you had not done the steps of really believing it and envisioning it and tasting the lasagna in your mouth in advance, all of those things could have gone wrong. And that's usually why so many things go wrong for people. As they're trying to reach a goal of some sort. Number one, they're trying, they're not doing it. Number two, when you're trying something and not believing something as if it had already happened, what you end up attracting is a lot more of the same crap you've already started to attract. The likelihood of any one of those things going wrong when you're trying and when you really don't believe that you're going to have lasagna at 6 o'clock on Friday night for dinner.
Exactly.
It's going to happen. I don't know which of the things will go wrong, but something is definitely going to go wrong, period. No questions asked.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I call that brain TV, and what most people play on their brain TV is what could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going, what is right, what is happening that is right and good and perfect and wonderful, they're playing the I'll burn the lasagna movie, or they play the truck broke down movie, or the Schwann's guy came on Saturday instead of Friday movie, or whatever types of things that go on. And they'll play these movies, or the Life's Most Embarrassing Moments channel, or the Things I'm Afraid Of channel.
All the different things. Yep.
I call that brain TV. And so if you're the one in charge of what shows on brain TV, so make the decision to show how everything goes so great, how I touch lives, how everything is fabulous in the world, and play that. And that's why Gina and I don't tell you, don't watch the news.
Right. And, that was really a funny thing in the hospital this weekend. I got privileges to leave the floor anytime I wanted. I made sure that I had that when I first got checked into the hospital. And so quite often, Bill would take me off the floor and just kind of roam around the hospital. We'd go down to the cafeteria and have a cup of tea or go look around in the gift shop. I was always in a wheelchair, but at least it gave me a different scene, right, than just sitting there in the hospital.
For a while.
Precisely. Right. Well, never once did it fail. Every time we left my room, in multiple places in the hospital, there would be TVs on that all were showing the news. How the heck do they expect people to get well in that environment with the news playing all day and all night?
I have no idea.
It cracked me up. And, there were so many different things this weekend in the hospital that really showed me all the issues we're having today with our healthcare system. We've talked about this once before on the show, and it blew me away then, and it blew me away again this weekend. Patients are no longer patients in hospitals. Patients are now called customers inpatient in the hospital. And there's something just wrong with calling a patient a customer and not a patient. You certainly don't treat that person the same way if they're a customer as opposed to a patient. And I know that's part of the problem with the healthcare system we have here in our country. It's really tough for people to get well when they're being treated as customers and not patients. And things like having the news play is just a way of reinforcing the fact that they are customers and not patients, in my opinion. And it was so sad to see that this weekend, having not been in the hospital for several years. It's amazing that it's so pervasive. It's in hospitals around the country, not just hospitals in one little area.
It really is. We have just about a minute to go, Gina. The time really does fly, doesn't it?
It does. So let's remind them of where they can find Rhonda Court.
So you can find Rhonda Court at magneticwoman.com. Magnetic Woman. She's also Magnetic Woman on Twitter. And you can find the Miracle Motivation Package that Gina was talking about at AbundantPositivity.com. And I will put, excuse me, I'll put links to those in a blog post attached to the show here in a couple minutes. And you can find the blogging, the Mindset Systems Workshop at askggg.com/mindset. And if you like to write and do some activities that will help your life to move toward the direction of your goals, the program I was talking about is onpurpose.com. And we're excited that you were here with us this week. And next week is Michael Craig on our show.
Oh, that's awesome. So, everyone, I hope all of you have a wonderful, healthy, happy holiday this week and a great new year, but we'll be back to wishing a happy new year again next week. Remember that you can get some really incredible gifts at the Christmas Greetings giveaway, which you'll find at askggg.com/XMAS. askggg.com/XMAS. We will be back next week here on Blog Talk Radio at 2 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday with our guest, Dr. Michael Craig, a good friend of ours, for another wonderful episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful holiday, Rhonda.
Thanks. You too, Gina. Bye.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.